part three. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense
with John and Scott. With John and Scott, I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is the heavy metal episode.
The heavy metal episode, John.
Episode 73, part 3. And I got to tell you, this band, they asked to be one of our friends on MySpace. They're called Fueled by Hate. And they're right out of Illinois.
Really? We got to check them out.
Yeah.
Where's their next gig? Maybe we can open for them.
Well, this is what they do. They have on their MySpace, it says, November 3rd, book this show, open date for FBH. So their next show isn't until November 22nd, Black Wednesday at J.J. Kelly's in Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
November 22nd.
That's the busiest bar night in United Septic States of America,
right.
John.
That's right.
The day before Thanksgiving.
Day before Thanksgiving. Check out Fueled by Hate at J.J. Kelly's in Chicago, Illinois.
We're the only ones that have Thanksgiving, right, John?
I think so, yeah.
Like we talked about daylight savings time.
How else can we, anybody else, have Thanksgiving?
I don't know. Maybe the pilgrims went back to the UK and took the tradition with them.
I'm sure they give thanks for other things.
Yes.
You know, everybody had a beginning somewhere, right?
One man's beginning is another man's end, John.
Yeah.
One man's ceiling is another man's floor.
Listen to these guys, man. See, I like this kind of heavy metal. I don't like when the kick drum is going like 4 Brazilian miles an hour. It sounds like a machine gun. There's a guy at work. He wants to come and be on our show.
And sweet.
He wants to take all these sound clips of bands and discuss the various drumming techniques. He gave me a bunch of these clips, and they all were.
But he can tell the difference somehow. Well, that would be educational, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the education you want to have, though?
Well, I don't know.
How to identify the nuances?
I taught him a rudiment, and since I have taught him a rudiment and told him to apply it both to his hands and his feet, it's just a paradiddle. Right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. That's it. Alternate with your hand and foot. Do your right hand, your left foot, left hand, right foot. Do different combinations of that. Master that. Speed it up. And you will be an unbelievable drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, me, I blew it off after some years, you know. And I'm slow now. I'm way slower than I used to be. But I used to have some pretty quick hands, man.
And that's because you practice the paradiddle and you no longer do that?
I don't do it anymore.
Well, you have this new electronic drum set. Well, get to work, my man. Get to work.
Get back my chops.
That's right.
Well, I got to lose some pounds, too.
Me,
to
too.
To get the big, meaty arms around the kit is difficult.
Hey, do you want to have a TTN lose the pounds contest?
No.
Why not?
Well, I'd probably win.
Well, we could do it on percentage.
Come off. Oh, well, yeah, forget that, man.
All right, do it on pounds. I'll still win.
No.
Yeah.
You can't.
I will.
There's no way you can win.
There is a way.
How?
Well, we set up the rules.
How would the rules be set up?
Not only do you have to drop the pounds, but you have to keep them off for 6 months.
Okay.
Right. So I'm saying that you could probably lose more pounds than me in a quicker period of time. But I'm saying I can keep the weight off.
I could still lose more pounds
longer
total
than you.
Forever.
No, not forever.
I weigh way more than you do.
That's right. But it's all about dropping and maintaining.
I'm going to lose my pounds right on your ass in about 2 seconds and you shut the fuck up.
Dropping and maintaining is what it's about.
Well, anyways, this is the Halloween show, is it not?
It is the Halloween show.
We really haven't done much Halloween stuff, have we?
We haven't.
But you know Dracula?
Dracula. Before we get into Dracula.
Now, you told me I could get right into this, and now you're already fucking it all up. You're just like Rick.
Come on,
you
man.
Know
just
that?
One. Just one.
You're just like Rick.
God asked me, because God does talk to me. He asked me to come
and
in tonight.
And the W.
And I said, why don't you wait until after Halloween, because John has scheduled Satan to come in.
Yeah.
So we're going to get God and Satan.
Yeah, we don't have to schedule God, but we have to schedule Satan.
Right. God's a fan of ours.
Yeah.
But Satan is booked. He's got booked. A lot of crap going on.
Oh, Satan loves God, though, and you'll see why.
But think about it. Satan would be 10 times more fun than God, right?
Actually, maybe he is a little pissed at God. Because he doesn't get enough credit for some of the shit that he does for God.
Right. And we can ask him about this next week.
Yeah.
But one more thing. Yeah. Nah, go ahead. Yeah, we'll cover it next week.
Spit it out.
Well, you know, I'm thinking about God or Satan. Who's more fun? Now, if you're God and you know everything, right? And you're outside of our dimension because of time. Time doesn't mean anything to you.
Right.
And
it's
linear. He told us that he had to work on his comedy.
Yeah.
So does God even have emotion? How could you, if you know everything, how could you have emotion?
Yeah.
Now, Satan, on the other hand, that guy's a party animal.
Yeah.
Right. But again, if you have no emotion, how do you feel the high highs if you don't have the low lows?
Right.
But we can get into that next week. I'm sorry. Get back to Dracula.
Okay, well. Do you hear that? What the hell's going on? Anyway. Dracula, nobody knows where actually Dracula, the story, came from. But Vlad the Impaler, his name was Dracula. And he was the son of Dracul. So that's what Dracula basically means. But anyway, this guy was a mean-ass motherfucker. And I just thought I'd look it up one time because I had heard somebody tell me that this guy used to kill people in the name of Christianity. And it's true.
Well, what better cause than for Christianity, John? Tell me. What better reason would you have to kill somebody? Well, other than they don't believe in your God.
Right. Well, basically his job was to keep, I think, the Turks out or something. It was a thing of, again, this endless struggle against the Muslims and a sort of a faction of them. But anyways, one of the methods of his torture and execution was he would, a horse was attached to each of the victim's legs as a sharpened stake was gradually
forced
into the body.
So there's a horse for each leg?
Yeah, a horse for each leg.
A horse for each leg. Okay, so a horse.
Spread eagle.
Oh, spread eagle. Okay.
Laying
you're
on the
me,
ground.
I'm getting a picture now, John.
And there's a stake pointing horizontal.
Horizontal.
Yeah. And the end of the stake was usually oiled up, and care was taken that the stake not be too sharp, Scott, else the victim might die too rapidly from shock. Normally, the stake was inserted into the body through the anus, and that's where you get tetanus, I'm sure.
Tetanus, yes.
And was often forced through the body until it emerged from the mouth.
And that's where the expression comes from, tetanus, is because when they do shove that oily, non-sharp thing in your anus, the sound you make is tet!
Anus. Right.
Right.
Tet, tet.
Tet,
tet, tet. Tet. And then that's it. It comes out your mouth.
Well, that's after they have the horses giddy up, right?
Well, other things he did was there were many instances where victims were impaled through other bodily orifices or through the abdomen or chest. I don't know if you want to hear this.
So, wait a minute. What would you have to do to get... Now I understand. Again, our show is educational. Vlad the Impaler. Wow, that's a cool name.
Yeah.
But now we know why.
Yeah.
The Impaler
yeah.
is appended to the end of his name there. But what would you have to do to get this procedure done on you? Just be a non-believer
what do you mean,
or
if
a heretic?
If you wanted it or something?
No, not if you wanted it. I'm just walking around the countryside. Why does Vlad the Impaler grab me, shove this thing up my ass, and have a horse drag my ass across the ground until it comes out my mouth? Why does that happen?
Yeah, I don't...
Is it because I'm a heretic? Is it because he doesn't like what I'm wearing?
Well, that's part of it, yeah. And plus, he likes it. There's like a wood block printing of him where he's like eating dinner, and there's mass impalements happening around him, while and an executioner is like chopping arms and legs off of people right in front of him as he's eating. He's just hanging out.
Wow.
And as expected, death by impalement was slow and painful. Some victims endured for hours or days. He often had the stakes arranged in various geometric patterns. The most common pattern was a ring of concentric circles in the outskirts of a city that constituted his target. The height of the spear indicated the rank of the victim. The corpses were often left decaying for months.
Nice.
It was his favorite, but by no means his only method of torture. The list of tortures employed by the prince is extensive. Nails in heads, cutting off of limbs, blinding, strangulation, burning, cutting off of noses and ears, mutilation of sexual organs, especially in the case of women, scalping, skinning, exposure to the elements or to animals, and boiling alive. This was a real dude, man.
I'm so glad we live in the 21st century.
You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, nuke me. That's all. Just
yeah,
nuke
can
my
you
ass.
Imagine, you know, you're walking home or whatever. You're out in the country doing something.
Yeah.
And this guy rolls up and decides he doesn't like the hat you're wearing. Oh, that would suck.
Unbelievable. He would kill women, children, peasants, great lords, ambassadors from foreign powers, and merchants.
I'm wondering what his method was. Was it just anybody that he didn't like?
Well,
or?
No, he was a lord. He was a leader of a military. So part of it had to do with sometimes he'd kill and chop arms off and stuff because he really hated hated cheats. He hated anybody who would like a merchant if he ripped you off.
Oh, I hate that shit,
and
too.
And he complained, and he found out that was true, he'd fuck that guy up, too. He'd impale that person.
I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After his father was assassinated in the marshes near Balteni in December of 1447 by rebellious boyars, due to his semi-pro-Turkish policy, the Sultan released Vlad. He was exiled.
Hmm.
Vlad's older brother, Mircea, was also dead at this point, blinded with hot iron stakes and burned alive by his potential enemies at Targovist.
Potential enemies?
Yeah. Well,
don't you think they would be his enemies?
Political enemies. But the Turks then invaded Wallachia. And the Sultan put Vlad on the throne as his puppet ruler. His rule was brief. It was not long before Hunyadi himself invaded Wallachia and ousted the Turks and thus Vlad. Vlad fled to Moldavia until October of 1451 and was put under the protection of his uncle, Bogdan II. During his escape, he had the shoes on his horse put on backwards to confuse anyone who tried to follow him.
Whoa.
Clever dude.
Nice.
Yeah.
And when did he move to Transylvania?
Transylvania.
I'm Vlad the Impaler.
I'm going to bite your neck. A black, a blue, blah.
I want to suck your
cock.
Blood.
Blood. He's a blah, blah. I don't know, man. It's too much reading. All I just wanted to read about how he killed people.
Again, come to TTN for an education. That's what we're all about. Stupidity and learning.
Yeah.
Nice.
He just went haywire. In response, let's see. The greatest threat to Vlad's position was the rivalry in southeastern Europe between the Ottoman Empire and the Hungarian Kingdom. Following family traditions, Vlad decided to side with the latter. To the end of the 1450s, there was once again talk about a war against the Turks in which the King of Hungary, blah, 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 would play the main role. Knowing this, Vlad stopped paying money to the Ottomans. He made a new alliance with some other dude, much to the dislike of the Turks, who attempted to remove him. They failed. Later in the winter, Vlad crossed south to the Danube and devastated the area between Serbia and the Black Sea, leaving over 20,000 people dead.
Hmm.
So that's how he kind of started his shit.
He didn't impale all of them, did he?
He impaled
a lot. You wouldn't have time.
Dudes.
How would you have time for
chicks.
That? How long does it take to tie a guy's legs up to two horses, find a well-lubed but not sharp spear, have somebody insert it to an anus, right? Now you're talking about taking five or six people to kill one person.
He did it to women the same way.
Oh.
The same way. As a matter of fact, he used to impale women through the back, out the chest, and then he would impale their children right on them, on their breasts.
There you go.
That's
Vlad.
How fucked up this dude
the
was.
The impaler. Not Vlad the torturer. Vlad the really bad guy.
Not Vlad the happy-go-lucky.
Right.
Saint Vlad.
Not Vlad the cad. Vlad
the impaler. Yeah, it's one fucked up dude. Man. Yeah, he was part of the... what did I say was part of? Order of the Dragon. Yeah. Unbelievable. He was is an order of selected nobles modeled on the Order of St. George of Burgundy.
Whatever that means. What does that mean?
The order was created by Serbs, but originally commissioned in 1408 by Sigismund, the Holy Roman Emperor, and his second wife. In order to protect the royal family, members of the order were known as Draconists.
Oh, there you go. Draconists.
Another one of those Christian fucking things, man. Dragon of St. George. Yeah, so there you have it. That's Vlad the Impaler, ladies and gentlemen.
And it is
Vlad,
Halloween.
Yeah.
In a couple of days. Well, when you download this, it'll be Halloween.
Yeah. You going trick-or-treating, Scott?
Yeah, you know, I was at CPK today, and they said if you bring your kid in costume, you get free kids' meals, so we're going to go to CPK after we trick-or-treat.
What's CPK?
California Pizza Kitchen.
Oh, that's out of sight.
It is out of sight. But I'm going to pick up the kids, and we're going to trick-or-treat in the neighborhood that we should be in. We're not going to trick-or-treat in the neighborhood that we're currently living in.
Right.
Yes.
Well, you might get some beer.
Or speedballs. Or
speedballs.
Syringes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need that stuff.
That's right.
But Emma's going to be a witch, and Brody's going to be
is Shannon.
A tiger. Rawr.
My daughter's going to be a witch, and of course my son is going to be some sort of killer.
Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah. No, he's actually going to be... one of those clone troopers from Star Wars.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's out of sight.
Fuck me! Fuck me! Fuck me! Fuck Jesus! Fuck you!
Are you making fun of me, man?
No.
Whoa, it's getting pretty scary in here, man. Your cunting daughter.
Is that John, who was that? John,
Lithgow?
No. Ah, forget it. He's some English guy. All right, John. Well, let's turn it over to the W in more scary news then.
Speaking of Halloween.
We did bring a W clip in. Go ahead and play the W all talking right. About Google.
I'm curious. Have you ever Googled anybody? Do you use Google?
Occasionally.
And one of the things I've used on the Google is to pull up maps. It's very interesting to see. I forgot the name of the program, but you get the satellite and you can, like I kind of like to look at the ranch on the Google to remind me of where I want to be sometimes.
This guy sounds like he's 5 years old. And we heard that a couple of podcasts ago.
Yeah.
On the Google, I can't remember the name of the program, I like to look at my ranch.
Yeah, I like to look there because I want to be there sometimes. Eh? When I'm on the Google,
it's got to be made up. If you're, do you have a second to get on the internets if you're the president?
Yeah,
you don't.
No,
and the guy specifically doesn't have email because he probably spells like shit, and he wouldn't want any of that stuff leaked. Because it'd make him look like a bigger idiot than he already
anything
is.
Anything leaked. They told him, first off, dude, whatever you do, don't write anything. You can sign stuff, but don't write anything. Except for signing statements.
The one time they do catch him writing something, it's telling Condi he's got to take a piss.
Right.
On a napkin.
Hey, Condi, I got to take a piss.
He's all right, John. We're getting close to the November 7th midterm elections.
That's right.
And I got to tell you, if the Democrats do not take the House and the Senate back, it's got to be voter fraud. It's got to be voter fraud. Because these Republicans I don't think they could muck it up any more than they have. First of all, you got the chimp in charge, and then you got a scandal after scandal. Either financial, lobbyists, sex scandals. It's just a big goddamn joke.
Goddamn joke.
And if the Democrats, I will be. But, you know, it makes me think of when we used to call each other when they were debating. Kerry and Bush were debating. And we'd be laughing at the W. What a stupid, overwhelmed chimp he was. And we couldn't believe that Kerry lost that election. And if it happens again, somebody has to start investigating this voter shit going on.
Because can't trust anybody anymore.
It's going to obviously. I mean, there's questions about the 2000 election. There's questions about 2004. Speculation that it was a stolen election.
Well, it was all detailed by a writer in the Rolling Stone.
Kennedy.
Yeah.
And if the Democrats don't get in, it's definitely blatant. In my opinion, it's got to be a cheat.
Well, you
know, got to be
some
a cheat.
Of those. There was a news. There was a blurb in the news about the Diebold machines, and they snuck in. There was a problem with them, and they snuck in overnight and fixed them. And they're not supposed to do that. They're supposed to let people know that there's a problem with the machine. The voter commission or the board of voter whatever, and they didn't do that. So they're getting, I don't know if they're getting a slap on the wrist.
It's a joke. And the industry that I work in, we can't change a line of code without 10 pages of documentation.
Right, right.
And why isn't it the same way for the most basic American right, the right to select your own representatives? Yeah. Because if the voting is a fraud, then the entire government is a fraud. The entire thing.
Yeah.
And we should rise up.
What was that?
And
was
revolt.
Your headphones?
No, I was getting. Oh. I'm so animated, John, I smacked a pen on
your eye. Here, this is it. Diebold election system shipped Maryland flawed electronic voting machines that were used in the 2004 election, then quietly replaced the manufacturing components last year. Documents and interviews show.
Yeah, at least they documented it. But at least it was documented, so they are doing some documentation. But is the documentation a fraud? You know, who's in charge? Who's running the goddamn show?
Giles W. Berger, chairman of the State Board of Elections, said this week that he and fellow members were initially told that Diebold was performing a technical refresher of the voting machines during July and August last year. He later learned that the refresher was really the repair of a flaw discovered by Diebold about 3 years earlier, but not disclosed to him and other board members. The motherboard of each unit, the main circuit board that holds all of the machine's critical parts, had a glitch that could cause the machines to freeze.
That is unbelievable to me. And the thing is, how I've worked on some pretty complex systems.
Yeah.
How complex is a goddamn system to count a fucking vote? How hard is that? What they should be spending, that is the easiest part of the application. What they need to spend money on is the security to make sure that nobody can break in and flip votes right. And do that type of stuff. But to capture who I'm voting for, how freaking hard is that?
I don't know.
These guys can't get it right?
It's fucked up.
Is Phil here already?
I think so.
Wow, isn't that early?
No.
All right, I'll go get him.
Not early at all.
All right. I got a couple more stories.
All right, that's cool. Right, you can sit and wait.
Just sit there then.
All right.
The door. Hey, man.
Hey.
Oh, I walked right into you. Sorry.
You okay? Ouch. Come on back, man. Holy shit.
All right, I'm back. Sorry, I kept walking. I don't know what's wrong with me.
No,
I opened the door,
I
walked right into him.
He was walking in. You'd stopped. Didn't you hear the stop?
Oh, it reminds me that we finish our gig. We're packing our crap up. Phil, to Christ! We're taking our stuff out the hall. There's like a little hallway that you can just fit through to the front door.
Yeah.
So it's me and you and 500 pounds of equipment on a dolly.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy just walks right into me. And I thought, okay, he'll back up. And he just keeps walking.
He tries to squeeze through.
No, like he's going to run right over me. Like he's talking to some chick, and he's oblivious. And he just kept coming. And I had to finally turn around and say, hey, man, you're not getting through.
Back off.
He was completely oblivious to the fact that his path was blocked.
Yeah.
He just kept walking.
Oh, I thought you were going to fire an elbow right into his jaw.
Oh, I was ready to, man. But I saw that he was wearing the uniform, and I didn't know if it was a Halloween getup.
It was a costume, man. He was dressed as the Iceman.
The Iceman.
He was dressed as Tom Cruise. He had the mirror sunglasses.
All right, you
Didn't
fucker.
Did you see him playing pool?
If he's dressed as Iceman, then he's not dressed as Tom Cruise. Because Tom Cruise was Maverick, man.
Oh, sorry.
If you've watched the movie as much times as I did.
As much times as you did.
I get that from my daughter. If you watch that as many times as I do, you know that it's Maverick.
Oh, man. Goose and Maverick and the Iceman.
Right. Iceman was Val Kilmer.
So gay sounding, isn't it?
It is. Goose.
All right, what do we got? We got some sound clips here.
All right, so
segueing into that?
Getting into the November elections, the voting, the advertisements, I don't even know what they call it, political ads. So one opponent comes on and he says why the other one's a cocksucker and why you should vote for them. So I pulled a couple of them that I found on the web about. I don't even know where this guy's from. I don't know what state. I don't know what. But the guy's name is Ron Kind. I don't even know if he's Democrat or Republican. My assumption is he's a Democrat. Because what I've noticed, and this is an unbiased perspective, John, is the Republicans are the smarmy ones, John.
Yeah.
That they can't talk about the issues because they failed at everything, so they got to start slinging the mud.
Oh, they're slinging more like shit.
And the shit.
And this. Should I play it?
Go ahead.
Oh, all right.
With our servicemen and women facing death every day, what kind of congressman would try to gut military spending? The wrong kind. Ron Kind. That's right. Congressman Ron Kind is repeatedly voted to deprive our troops of the funding they need to fight for us. But Ron Kind has no trouble spending your money. He would just rather spend it on sex. That's right. Instead of spending money on cancer research, Ron Kind voted to spend your money to study the sex lives of Vietnamese prostitutes. Instead of spending money to study heart disease, Ron Kind spent your money to study the masturbation habits of old men. Ron Kind spent your tax dollars to study something called the bisexual, transgendered, and two-spirit to the Aleutian Eskimos, whoever they are. Ron Kind even spent your tax dollars to pay teenage girls to watch pornographic movies with probes connected to their genitalia. Ron Kind pays for sex, but not for soldiers. If Ron Kind had better priorities, you wouldn't be having to hear this. Ron Kind is out of touch.
Listen to this guy, though.
Out of Congress.
I'm Paul R. Nelson, and I approve of this message.
I'm Paul R. Nelson, and I approve of this message.
I have some probes on my genitals right now. But,
so they got the top quality voiceover guy. That guy had some nice pipes.
Yeah.
But he stuttered a couple of times, and they didn't. What did they just have enough time to run through it once? And what was with the loons in the background when they're talking about teens with shit strapped to their genitals? And how do you do that? Can we get the backstory on that? How did Ron Kind get this to happen where somebody attached shit to teens and had them watch porn to their genitals?
I don't think it was teens. I think it was...
He said teens.
I know, but I think it's BS.
Oh, so it's spin. It's the smud, the shit slinging.
They were 18 or 19 and 20 and 22 and...
Oh, I see. Know. So that 19-year-old.
Yeah, that's a teen.
There's probably 100 22-year-olds and two 19-year-olds.
Yeah.
So they had, he wanted this. And the masturbation habits of old men, they just have to call us, John. How hard is that? That's not very costly, is it?
No. Not at all. Bridges to Nowhere, however, $250 million to send a bridge where 50 people live.
Oh, did Ron Kind vote for that?
No, that would be the other guy.
Yes. All right, so we got one more Ron Kind all clip. Right. And this, at first I was like, boy, I don't know who to vote for. Should I vote for Ron Kind or this other schmarmy cocksucker, this pole smoker? And then I heard the clip, too, and my mind was made up, John.
10 years ago, liberal lawyer Ron Kind was elected to Congress, and he's done almost nothing in the Congress since. And that's a good thing, because just about everything he's tried to do has been wrong. Ron Kind voted to take the words under God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. He voted to strip the Ten Commandments from our public buildings. Ron Kind repeatedly voted for gay marriage and to force the Boy Scouts to accept homosexual leaders. He even voted to let illegal aliens burn the American flag. For Congress, Ron Kind is the wrong kind. The right kind of congressman is Paul R. Nelson. This former Marine is a father of four who supports Wisconsin values. Paul R. Nelson will work to stop illegal immigration, to end our dependence on foreign oil, to win the war on terror, and to defend traditional marriage.
I'm Paul R. Nelson, and I approve of this message.
What's unbelievable to me is Paul R. Nelson would even have the ability to procreate.
I know. He's going to come out with Foley and say, my priest molested me and I'm an alcoholic now.
I'm getting help because I'm Paul R. Nelson.
I'm Paul R. Nelson.
And I approve of this
message. We should ask Errol Wolf because since they're from Wisconsin. Maybe.
Oh, right, right. The wrong kind, Ron Kind. I'm voting for Ron Kind. Yeah, get under God out of the pledge. Get the pledge out of school to begin with.
Get it
it's
out.
Stupid.
Yeah.
What are we, Nazi Germany? We got a pledge to our fearless leader?
Well, what? Kids don't even understand what the hell a pledge of allegiance to a flag is.
No. And it's kind of fascist, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And the Ten Commandments? Yeah, get that shit out of there. I don't need the Ten Commandments. I don't need to pay for that with my tax dollars.
Do you know before we went into Nazi Germany that instead of putting your hand over your heart, you stuck it straight out just like a Sieg Heil? And they changed that. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
It's true.
Nice. And then gay marriage? I don't care if queers get married. What do I care?
And the pledge was written by a socialist priest.
Hey man, I'm left the pledge back.
I went
through Ten Commandments, gay marriage, the last thing, illegal aliens allowed to burn the flag. Do you remember that specific bill?
Yeah.
Were illegal aliens?
Oh, well, no, I don't remember that specific bill. I remember.
There's a flag burning thing.
Flag burning bill.
Which we expose as a complete joke and a fraud and hypocritical to freedom, to true freedom.
Yeah.
But when?
But
did,
even that, it's not even. It's a non-issue. It's of a, all it the is a other non-issue. Things going on. It's it makes us a laughing stock.
Not according to Paul, whatever the...
Paul R. Nelson.
Paul R. Nelson, it's not. These are important issues to him, John.
Paul R. Nelson.
Because I'm Paul R. Now I'm a former Marine.
I'm Andy Dick.
And I kind of sound like Andy Dick. Yeah.
I'm not gay. I'm a bisexual.
So we'll have to see who Arrowwolf's voting for. If he'll vote for Paul R. What if Paul R. Wilson is Arrowwolf? You know what I mean?
Wilson.
Oh,
because
we don't know Arrowwolf's true identity. What if he's Paul R. Nelson?
I'm sorry then.
Yeah,
that's not nice.
That can't be. Arrowwolf can't be Paul.
All right, is Phil ready? We got 5 minutes before we hit the 40 mark.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Vice President Cheney has confirmed U.S. interrogators subjected. Captured senior Al-Qaeda suspects to controversial interrogation technique called waterboarding, John.
Oh.
Which creates
it's
a sensation of drowning. It is a no-brainer. Cheney indicated that the Buddhist doesn't regard waterboarding as torture.
Adonishes.
And allows the CIA to use it. So when the W says to Matt Lauer, we don't torture. I told him to get the information without torture. We need to ask the W what he defines as torture.
Right.
I wonder if he would define shoving a well-lubed
steak,
but
up
not
his ass.
Too sharp, not up too somebody's sharp. Ass, and having him dragged by horses. If he would consider that torture. So that's the question you got to ask the W.
It saved lives.
Where does he draw the line?
It saved lives.
Yeah. What a bunch of crap. And then Tony's whatever Snow came out and said. He pulled like a Bill Clinton thing. Well, it's how you define it. It's what is means.
Yeah, right.
When you're talking about Cheney
Tony
and what he said.
Snow job.
Also, Hans Blix came out and said Iraqis are better off under Saddam.
Oh, yeah.
UN Chief Weapons Inspector Hans Blix on Wednesday described the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq as a pure failure that had left the country worse off than under the dictatorial rule of Saddam Hussein.
You know, there was a little video, the BBC, you know, does these, like, video reports, and there was this one that was online, and it was, they were interviewing American troops, and this one squad was responsible for training some Iraqis how to be good soldiers and the police force and stuff. And their job was partially to draw fire from the insurgents and then investigate it, you know, get into a shootout and investigate it. Well, they start interviewing and the guy says, one guy goes, God damn, the Iraqis are so goddamn lazy. They're so lazy. You know, you give them a gun and you're showing them how to shoot and they're just, you know, they're lazy. Then an Iraqi says, they interview the Iraqi and he goes, man, it was better when Saddam was here. And the guy, the American says, what do you mean? Don't you rather have freedom? He goes, look, man, I'd rather have running water,
electricity,
gas for my car, and a job, okay? I had all that shit before. He wasn't going to chop my head off or any of that stuff. Yeah, but what good is that without freedom? I could think of a lot of things like, food and water and electricity and a hot shower. And you know, it's frustrating for the Americans. You know, we have this one, what we think of here is the greatest thing ever, what we got going on. And over there, it's really fucked up and we can't get them to understand that. And you can't, at a barrel of a gun, push your own level of democracy on somebody else. It just doesn't work. It's a culture.
You gotta fight for it yourself.
But it's a culture, too. It's a whole culture
thing.
It is
a culture, and you gotta get the separation of church and state.
And that'll never happen.
So it's doomed to fail from the beginning.
Right. So then they go, then the funny part is, okay, every day there's shots fired from this one building. This one Marine goes over there, he goes, all right, goddammit, if I come over here again and there's shots fired out of this building, I'm going to arrest somebody. Okay, you hear me? And the people he's talking to are the guys that he's teaching how to be soldiers. So they go back the next day. The very next day, somebody throws a hand grenade out of one of the windows of that building over their wall. So they got to go over there and arrest all the people they just trained how to be cops and soldiers. Yeah. So they don't want them there. You know, I'm like, no wonder they snap and they just start taking people out because they can't. It's just, it's fucked up.
Well, on the simplest terms, it's even more evidence that it's the motivation to get into the war portrayed by this regime is complete bullshit. Because if two fucking knuckleheads like you and me could figure out that this is doomed to begin with, then somebody who studies this, spent their lives studying this, would come to the same conclusion. But the W doesn't want to hear it. He wants to what he wants to do. God talks to him, and he's going to fill the pockets of his...
And then you get these emotional whack job mouthpieces that are, you know, like these talking heads like Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, and they're all, you know, the first time you disagree and say, well, you know, maybe it's not a good idea we're over there. Let's come in. What are you saying? It's okay to kill 400,000 people and be a dictator? So what are you saying? That's okay? Well, no. But, oh, okay. Well, hey. Well, that's what was going down. And you know what? You don't know what you're talking about, man. Because there was an Al-Qaeda faction. And they named this one guy that they caught who was a taxi driver or whatever. And they waterboarded him. And, of course, he told them whatever they wanted to know. Tell us, was there any of you over in Iraq?
Yeah, sure.
No. Well, hit his toe with a hammer. Okay. Yes. Yes. There was thousands of them.
I don't want to talk about technique, John.
But if you think about it, okay, let's say that whole study of 400 or 600,000 Iraqi civilians, it's not true. It's more like 35,000, like the W says. Well, in 15 years, the same amount of time that it took Saddam to kill 400,000 people, the U.S. and the coalition troops will have done the same thing.
No, John. Okay. All right? I'm going to give you an administration rebuttal.
Colbert.
No. It's not the U.S. It's the insurgents that are killing people, okay? It's Al-Qaeda-led insurgency. That's why all the people are dying.
Oh. Al-Qaeda-led insurgency. Well, then it's really not an insurgency then, is it?
No. Well, I do have trouble with my vocabulary.
It's not an insurrection.
Well, no, then. Because that has the word erection in it. And it makes the W giggle. So he can't say insurrection because he always giggles.
Are we ready, Phil?
One more thing.
Oh, we're at 43.
Bush remains eternally optimistic. 11. Despite polls, Bush remains eternally optimist.
Dick.
Yeah, despite the polls. A lot of Republicans look at November 7th and are very afraid, John. Not the W. Despite polls showing his party is in for a drubbing, the cheerleader-in-chief sees a good day.
From all male Yale.
And I can't... Well, first of all, I'm still crossing my fingers that the Democrats will regain power. And then I can't wait for that first interview and to see that chimp and how he responds to that.
Oh, right.
That's going to be great. I'm sorry, Phil. Keep you delayed. Keep you held up here whenever you're ready to go.
Phil, ready?
Oh, of course. I'm always ready, John.
All right.
Said that many times before. Sorry I couldn't catch your gig. I heard it was a good time. Maybe I'll try to make the
next
one.
A little short on time, Phil. Shut your
face. Of course.
All right.
Now, with your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John. And our first story tonight. Girl tells her new boyfriend she was raped. Boyfriend believes... I'm sorry? Girl tells her new boyfriend she was raped. Boyfriend kills rapist. In related news, Yeah, she was lying. Boyfriend sentenced to life. Girlfriend free to go. Next story, John.
Oh, no way. That's not true.
The Dutch are considering sending troops to Iraq. Did I say troops? I meant prostitutes. A Dutch mayor has supported the idea of sending prostitutes to accompany troops on missions abroad, John. The mayor said, "The army must consider ways its soldiers can let off the steam." Reuters quotes Anna Marie Joritsma, mayor of the town of Alkmaar in central Netherlands, telling the national TV, "Mrs. Huygens, there was once a suggestion that a few prostitutes should accompany troops on missions. I think that is something we should talk about." But Wim Vandenberg, a spokesman for the military union, told the Dutch paper, "I don't think my wife would find it a good idea." The idea has led to mixed reactions from the Dutch community. Next story, John. Asthma is overdiagnosed in fat people, John. Asthma is overdiagnosed in fat people whose shortness of breath and wheezing is completely normal. Next story, John. British comedian refuses to be served by Welsh waitress, tries to smooth water by claiming it wasn't because she was Welsh, but because she was stupid. In related news, being Welsh and being stupid are the same thing. Comic Jim Davidson caused fury in a hotel after a bar worker claimed he refused to be served by her because she was Welsh. Laura Davies, 19, says she heard him walk away muttering, "I'm not being served by a bloody Welsh," at Telford Golf and Country Club. She said, "It was racial abuse. I know my accent's funny, but no one has the right to speak like that."
That's not how the Welsh talk.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
like
Phil.
A Cockney.
Yeah, that's
accent.
A Cockney Welsh. You cock
that's not Welsh
pole
at all.
Smoker. Cock smoker. That is my Welsh. I had a Welsh girlfriend for a short time, and that is how she spoke.
Welsh, let's move it on, shall we?
Jim, 52, appearing in town, said it wasn't because she was Welsh. It was because I thought she was stupid. Next story, John.
Well, in that case.
School principal suspended for 6 days after giving student a wedgie. In related news, the student was only suspended for 6 seconds. Next story, John.
Oh, that's clever, Phil.
German man fined $9,400 for killing eagle that was attacking his wiener. Hold on, let me turn the page. Dog.
Oh, Jesus.
German court orders a man to pay damages for killing eagle that attacked his dog. A German court on Wednesday ordered a 70-year-old pensioner to pay the equivalent of almost 10 G's for damages for fatally beating a protected golden eagle that tried to snatch his wiener.
Dog, right?
The pensioner, who was not identified by officials at the court in Hellborn, was walking with his wife and leash dog in the town of Siegelsbach in southwest Germany in October 2005 when a passerby told him the eagle, recently escaped from a private wilderness center, was nearby. The man went to investigate. The eagle seized his wiener. The man hit it with his stick, fatally injuring it. The court found that the man had been warned not to approach the bird and thus bore the bulk of responsibility for the incident. Get this, John. Wildlife officials were found partly responsible for letting the bird get away and were ordered to pay the man $1,300 toward his
Jesus
veterinary expenses
Christ.
For treatment of the dog, which survived. Hey, Phil, if I can interrupt you, I'm sorry.
Fucking
John.
Wiener
I know
dog.
We have a time thing here, but I don't know how things work in Germany, but here, negligence, if you can prove negligence, that's it. So I don't understand this ruling. They prove negligence that they let the bird out that they shouldn't have. So they're paying the guy $1,300, but then they fine him 10 G's for protecting his wiener. I don't get it, John. Oh. I don't get how it works in Germany.
Either way, it's fucked up.
I'm sorry, Phil. That's all right, Scott. It's rare that you comment on my news, but when you do, it's always eloquent and well-informed.
Oh, Jesus Christ,
next story, John. Exxon's quarterly revenue, John, $99 billion. In related news, that's greater than the GDP of the United Arab Emirates, checking in at $98 billion. And Kuwait at $53
billion. Wow.
Just a little factoid there. Next story, John. Man caught having sex with a dog that had been dead for several days. You don't think it could get any worse?
Oh, my God.
Do you think it could get any worse,
yeah,
John?
Yeah, I'm sure. Can't.
It happened to occur in full view of a daycare center.
Oh, no.
A 44-year-old Saginaw man remains jailed today on charges of bestiality after he was seen engaging in sexual acts with a dead dog.
Oh.
Ronald Cooch was arrested after police searched the area in Midland and Carter Roads Friday for a man who ran away from a Bay Area Animal Control officer. What did I just say? The entire incident was within view of a nearby daycare center.
Yeah.
Cooch is charged with crimes against nature, John, and assaulting a law enforcement officer. Troopers said a woman from the daycare center called for animal control because there was a dead dog near the property that had been hit by a car several days earlier.
Oh.
Before officers could arrive, the man showed up and began engaging in sexual acts with the dog. The animal control officer also reported seeing Cooch involved in a sex act. As he approached him, Cooch shoved him away and ran off. State troopers searched the area and found the man hiding in an attic of a nearby house. Officers determined that the house belonged to the man's girlfriend and later learned that the dog, a black Labrador retriever, also belonged to the girlfriend.
Oh,
the dog
man.
Had been dead for 4 or 5 days.
Oh, that's just
the official
up.
Charge of crimes against nature carries a maximum penalty of 15 years in prison.
Oh.
As if a person is a repeat offender, the maximum is life, John. Next story.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Man jumps out of a tree attached by bungee cord and succeeds in scaring the bejesus out of Halloween hayriders. Because let's face it, nothing is scarier as a dead body smacking the ground.
What?
Man jumps out of tree attached to bungee cord and succeeds in scaring the bejesus out of Halloween hayriders. Darwin works in mysterious ways, John. A man died after his head slammed into the side of a trailer as he bungee jumped out of a tree to frighten passengers on a Halloween-themed hayride. Several hundred people were attending the Trail of Spooks. I wonder what that means, John. The Trail of Spooks. Hayride ride on Saturday night when Frank Kester was fatally injured. The cable that kept in suspended snapped, said Cassie Johnson, who was on the ride when the accident occurred. At first, I thought it was just a dummy falling out of a tree. The trailer bumped up in the air when it hit it. Then everybody started screaming. Next story, John.
A little slow on the
police draw. Arrest man after finding 95 bags of heroin in his sphincter. After following them through Hartwich to Worcester and back last Thursday, Hartwich police arrested two suspects who were later charged with possession of the intent to distribute heroin, according to Hartwich Police Detective Robert Brackett.
Was that supposed to be suspects?
That's what I said. Play the tape back. The heroin, 95 small Ziploc bags, was concealed in Thomas J. Rambo Galvin Jr.'s anus. Search warrant was then obtained, and Galvin was transported to the Cape Cod Hospital emergency room, where he was x-rayed and given a physical examination. While at the hospital, officers recovered 95 bags, which, according to the police report, contained a, get this, John, this is no surprise, brownish, powdery substance believed to be heroin. Oh, that's funny, John. Drug suspects concealing drugs in body cavity is not unusual, said Brackett, but obtaining the search warrant to do a body cavity search is not done that often. Next story and last story tonight, John. This is a PSA. If you have a court date coming up, make sure your shirt is clean and pressed. In addition, make sure it doesn't mention tits. A mobile phone thief who wore an offensive t-shirt in court escaped a contempt rap yesterday. Christopher Davidson, 18, was sent from the dock for wearing the top containing the phrase on his t-shirt was the this poorly written text. I need an intern. On his t-shirt, it read, Read this while I check out your tits. Colin McNabb, defending, later told Judeberg, a sheriff court, he wishes to apologize. He told me he grabbed the first clean shirt and put it on before coming to court this morning without realizing what it said. Sheriff Kevin Drummond said it may be clean in laundry terms, but the message is certainly not.
It's dirty.
Davidson of Hawick admitted stealing a girl's phone in May. He was fined $100 in order to pay $130 in compensation.
Wow.
And that's the news, John.
All right. Thanks, Phil.
My pleasure.
All right, Phil. Thanks for coming. Take care. Get your shit. Get out.
All right, then.
All right. See you later.
Always a pleasure.
Bye-bye.
See you next week.
Bye-bye now.
Have fun trick-or-treating.
All right. We will.
Cocksucker. All right, then.
All right, we're at about an hour.
Oh.
That was great.
An hour?
Yeah.
You said we were at 35 minutes like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, right, 10 minutes ago.
Ugh.
It's now 11:20.
All right, man, I'm ready to go. 73 okay. Part 3 wraps it up next
wraps
week.
It up.
We're going to have God and Satan.
Yeah.
And, you know, coincidentally, John, one of our emailers emailed us, and I can't remember your name, but I'll get it for next show and give you full credit. Even though it was a coincidence, this person suggested that we try to get Satan on the show. And if we did, to have God come in too.
Cool.
But purely a coincidence.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a matter of booking. You
right.
know, stuff like that.
We've talking to their agents, yeah. the kind of crap.
Yeah, it's tough.
Well, with God, I can talk directly to him.
Right,
with Satan,
right.
we got to go through his agent.
Yeah.
Because the guy, he's got a busy schedule.
Yeah. Who's his agent again?
He's got a lot of stuff going on.
I think his agent used to be Tom Cruise's old agent.
Publicist
yeah,
or agent?
Well, yeah. same shit.
Yeah,
it's all
same,
the same
shit. It's all the same.
Agent, publicist, yeah. All right, we got to go. We're out of here. Send us your emails, messages, comments, whatever. Voicemails on 847-TTN-JIZZED.
Oh, and check out The Mediocre Show.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Oh, man.
Because we submitted a, what would you call that, a stinger.
Yeah.
We submitted a stinger and they played it on their last show.
Well, we could go out with that.
We could. We could go out with that.
We could go out with Henry Rollins' rant.
Oh, I'd like to go out with Henry Rollins.
Let's go out with Henry Rollins' rant.
Nice.
Shall we?
We shall.
All right. Thanks for listening. We're John and Scott of Total Talk Nonsense.
He's John.
I'm Scott. What? He's, yeah. All right. Later.
Freedom is under attack. Under attack by hysterical and well-funded Christian psychotics, intellectually undernourished leaders who lie and manipulate information, overfed, baby Huey, coward bitch motherfuckers like Karl Rove and their suck-up weakling apologists like Sean Hannity. To question authority is to be somehow unpatriotic, un-American, and in league with terrorists worldwide? Fuck you! If they come for your freedom, you must not only resist, you must strike back with a vengeance that will stun them. On this front, if your anger and outrage are not at the forefront, then you're already dead. Dead to me, anyway. Fuck these cowards, these traitors, these enemies of democracy. Never relent.